Hello and welcome to MLB from CAA Baseball. I am your host, James Morris. And today, since we're going to talk about all of the playoffs, and literally, I've not done a podcast in close to months, so I'm going to try to recap as quickly as I can pretty much the entire backstory and almost a month of games that I have missed. So first of all, we're gonna talk about the playoffs, which started October 7th, and we're gonna talk a little bit about that, and then we're gonna talk about some history that has been made over this year, and that is Aaron Judge and Albert Pujols. But first, let's talk about the playoffs and who I picked to be in the World Series and who won the first games of the wild cards in October 7th. Which is just a week ago. But first of all, the Rays played the Guardians in a really, really good game. The Phillies played the Cardinals, which is a heartbreaker for the Cardinals fans. The Mariners beat the Blue Jays 4-0, and the Padres beat the Mets. They beat them pretty good. But first of all, when I did a bracket, and I picked the Guardians and the Cardinals to win the World Series. And I thought I would do a little breakdown on those teams and why. So first of all, I want to talk about the Guardians. Their roster I picked to get far is because of their strikeout pitchers, who are Shane Bieber, Zach Plesac, which, you know, obviously isn't having a very good year this year. But then you got Tristan McKenzie having a very good year this year. And they got the closer, Emmanuel Clase. So, you know, overall, those are solid players right there. And then plus, you got one, you know, extreme power hitter, Jose Ramirez. And then you got a lot of big-time contact hitters, Stephen Kwan, Amado Rosario, and, you know, like Oscar Gonzalez, Andrés Giménez, who might even win the Gold Glove this year. So overall, last year, I believe they got no hit three times. But what I like about this roster is because they got a few extreme power hitters and many contact hitters. So it seems like it's almost impossible for them to get no hit. I think for me, it's guaranteed for them to score a couple runs every game. I don't think they can get shut out. And we're going to talk about them. They got shut out, but won in a game just after this. But we'll talk about that later. We got a couple of decent players. Josh Naylor, he's been good. Owen Miller's been good. But he's not with the Guardians. My mistake. But overall, they got some pretty good pitchers. Shane Bieber has been amazing. Cal Quantrill, they are 16-1 when he pitches. I believe it was, it might have been 16-2. But overall, those are some extreme pitchers that can really, really help the roster. And I think since they were facing against, who was it, the Rays first, they had a really good shot against Shane McClanahan, who's pitching the first game. Because Shane McClanahan, he might win Cy Young this year, I doubt it, but he ended up the year having, what, a 2.44 ERA or something like that, a really, really good ERA, and was really solid throughout the entire year. So Shane McClanahan, for the Rays, is a really dangerous pitcher, and the Guardians show that they can hit anyone if they want to. So Shane Bieber pitched for the Guardians. He only allowed 3 hits and 1 run and struck out 8, so he was amazing. But the game ended up being the score. The Guardians won 2-1, a very close game. Definitely a pitching game for those two teams. Amado Rosario had 2 hits. Jose Ramirez had a 2-run home run to take the lead. Naylor had a hit. Giménez had a hit. And Miles Straw had a hit as well. But the Guardians really battled with the Rays throughout the entire game. And honestly, it looked like the Guardians were going to win the entire game. And they did end up winning. But what made me really know that they were going to win is because it's like they were in the game the entire time. It's like they wanted to win. So Emmanuel Clase shut out the game for them. He got a save. He is pretty much an unstoppable pitcher. 30,000 at the game. It was really loud. And I don't know. I'm really happy on what the Guardians did, because they proved that they could hang in with really good teams. And yes, I mean, the Guardians have a pretty good record. I believe they had 96 wins. Let me check, actually. 92 wins and 70 losses. So overall, not a bad team. And the roster is providing for them for sure. And then the next game, we're going to talk about the Guardians versus Rays. This game broke records. Another history in the book. And it went in 15 innings. It was a 15th inning, and it was 0-0. Yes, you heard that right. 15 innings, 0-0. Many players in this game went 0-6, 0-5. And honestly, I watched pretty much the whole game, and I just kind of stood there and like, oh my gosh, when's this game gonna be over? Because it was the runners left on base for either team was not much. I mean, when someone got on base with like no outs, you're like, oh my gosh, they could score here. Pretty much no batters got on base at any time. I believe the Guardians had bases loaded once, and that's honestly about it. I'm gonna show you a clip on the pretty much Jose Ramirez's biggest superb defense play.
An 0-2 pitch forthcoming. Bounce towards third, fair ball. Ramirez, long throw, picked it first, out at first. And the first base coach, Chris Prieto, saying he came off the base.
And watch this scoop. I mean, this is he catches it at shoulder height. Question is that toe on the base?
It ended up being on the base, and that, I believe there's guys on first and second with one out. And J.R.M. ended up getting a double play to end that inning. And also the Rays turned two in a big inning as well.
On the ground, Choi picks it up. Throw to second for one. Return to first. Two! A double play, and they turn another one. Well, we talked about the ability to prevent runs in the Rays. Their defense doing the job. Their pitching doing the job.
Boy, both pitching did the job for that game. And so the Tyler Glavine now was pretty much unstoppable. Five innings, only two hits, no walks, five strikeouts. Tristan McKenzie, on the other hand, walked two, but pitched just as good, striking out eight, only giving up two hits. And, I mean, honestly, this game went back and forth. 15 innings, 0-0, before Oscar Gonzalez walked it off for the Guardians. And Oscar Gonzalez is a rookie, and he's been really good. I'm just pulling this up right now.
And there's someone dressed as SpongeBob SquarePants because that's Oscar Gonzalez's walk-up song. Here's Oscar Gonzalez. We're at the bottom of the 15th. Swing and a high fly ball. Left field. Way back. Ball game. Gonzalez walks it off. And the Guardians are moving on to the division series.
It was just so exciting. You got 40 or like 30 something odd thousand fans on their feet cheering for Austin Gonzalez. A walk off home run. 1-0 was the ended up score in the 15th inning. So that was one of a kind game. And just after that game, the Mariners play the Blue Jays on a really, really crazy game. An epic comeback by the Mariners puts them ahead, and here's the go-ahead double by Adam Frazier. We'll talk about it a little bit more, but here's Adam Frazier taking lead for the Mariners.
Frazier is, and he pulls that one into right field. That's going to be a hit, and it's going to put the Mariners ahead. Rally around to score into second with a double, 10-9. Mariners have come all the way back, and now they're three outs away from moving on. He had never faced Romano in a.
So let me kind of recap this game. You can also check out, I do a Mariners podcast also called Mariners Alert. That's on Apple Podcasts. It's just look it up on the internet. It's also on Spotify. You can look it up and it'll pull up. And we talk about this entire game in full on depth, and I think you should really check it out. So I'm not going to fall into this too much. Check out the Mariners Alert. I believe it was episode 6, maybe 7 we did this. But The recap was at one point this game, guys, was 5-6-7-8-9-9-1, and the Mariners end up taking the lead, and Teoscar Hernandez for the Blue Jays really took the game to another level and end up hitting two home runs. Teoscar Hernandez is a really special player if you can hit two home runs, especially in the playoffs. So
Teoscar Hernandez, who can be an erratic hitter, but is such a gifted hitter. The 2-1. Swinging a high fly ball. Deep left field. Kelnick back at the wall. It's gone! Blue Jays 2, Mariners nothing.
And not too far after that, Danny Jensen had an RBI double.
On the ground, it's a fair ball. Rumbling around third, Kirk. And he will score into second.
And just right after that, Jared Kelnick had a sacrifice fly out to have the game, 3-1 at that point.
And then you feel like you're right back in the game. And you are. Kelnick instead
to left center. Not that deep. We'll see. Merrifield underneath it. Frazier is going to tag and try to score. The throw is going to get cut off. So Kelnick deep enough for the sacrifice fly, and the Mariners are on the board. And for young Jared Kelnick.
And Robbie Ray did not pitch too well for the Mariners. But here is the Mariners heading to the ALDS. They had a comeback win. They ended up winning 10-9 off a crazy multiple innings to end up winning the game for the Mariners. The Blue Jays were not happy. That eliminated them in the playoffs. So not happy for the Blue Jays. And I don't know. It's like they didn't want to win the entire game. But lastly, we're going to check out the Mariners heading to the ALDS, their celebration.
Is 0-2. Tapia to center field. Rodriguez there makes the catch. And one of the great comebacks in playoff history sends the Mariners to the division series.
That was a crazy game. The score ended up being 10-9. And boy, was it a good one, because that ended up having the Mariners go over to the to face the Astros, which again, another crazy game. But the next game after this was the Mets versus the Padres. And I skipped a series, people, because I don't have enough time to really go through this. But at this point, the Mariners and Blue Jays, or the Padres and Mets are tied 1-0, and the Padres were ahead. But the Mets really played well. Jacob DeGrom pitching, and Jacob DeGrom pitched well, but did not strike out tons of batters.
2-2 to Juan Soto. 1-0-2, he's gone. Jacob DeGrom lived at 100 miles an hour and above.
So, Jacob DeGrom throwing 102 miles an hour and really playing well. I'm going to recap this game. So, 1-0, the Mets took the lead in the first inning, and then the Padres bounced back. Blake Snell pitched with the Padres, and he pitched really, really well.
Blake Snell. And the pressure's on the offense. Look, Nimmo. You're looking at Lindor and Alonso. Those guys have to turn it on in order for the Mets to be effective offensively. The big issue is that they got Blake Snell on the mound.
And now Snell, needing a quick inning, gets Escobar to chase out of the zone, and that will be strikeout number one for Blake Snell.
That's the fear as a hitter. When you're looking up in the zone to be able to catch up to his fastball, you tend to chase Blake Snell.
Blake Snell had a very good game for the most part, going 3 1/3 inning, giving up 2 runs, walking 6, but striking out 5 in just 3 innings. So overall, Blake Snell, a decent outing, but Jacob DeGrom, on the other hand, pitched very well, pretty well. 6 innings, 2 runs, 8 strikeouts, giving him a home run, and he's always down to at least give up 1 run, but overall, he pitched really, really well. Some more offensive some things going on. Francisco Lindor hit a home run as well in the first inning.
Two down, and Lindor hits this one deep to left field. Going back is Profar, and the pregame batting practice works. Francisco Lindor leaves the building and gives the Mets a 1-0 lead.
And Manny Machado had an RBI walk as well late in the game.
Throw another slider in.
You have to throw a strike.
Here it comes. No, Machado walked. Run comes in, and now a homer. We're tied.
So at this point, it's 7-3. Seth Lugo then comes in, and I believe he seals the win.
Bell on the ground. Alonso, he will flip, and the Mets will survive. They win it 7-3. Bell, the tying run. Grounds out to the first baseman.
And overall, the score ended up being 7-3. The Mets took the lead. So now that series is tied 1-1. And yesterday, the day before, or not, it wasn't yesterday, but yesterday, if the game started October 8th, the Phillies beat the Cardinals game 1. And the next game was really a shocker. It ended up being 2-0. The Phillies ended up winning. But let's recap this game once again. The Cardinals had 7 hits, and the Phillies only had 4, but the Phillies managed to score 2 runs off a sack fly off of Schwarber, off the 1.
So here's Schwarber, bases loaded. Fly ball right field. Yepes is there. He makes a catch, tagging Bohm. The throw will go to third. He'll make it. Going into second is Stott. It's a sack fly for Schwarber, and it's 2-0 Phillies.
Just that was a 2-0 game, and the Cardinals really did pitch well, but it's not what they wanted. Paul Goldschmidt had a really nice snag.
Well, Segura will lead off the third.
But the ability to put the ball in play in October, right there, just fighting.
What?
Fighting.
Popped up, Goldschmidt. Makes the play.
Good play right there. The Gold Glover.
Nice to have the corners with gold.
Four Gold Glove winners for Paul Goldschmidt, and he ended up going 0-for-4, three strikeouts in that game. Albert had two hits, Lars Newbar out of hit. Miles Michaelis for the Cardinals did not pitch particularly well, give four innings, two runs, only three strikeouts, and that did it for the Cardinals, and the Phillies went to the ALDS, and I don't know, the Phillies look pretty dangerous to me. They look like a team that could, they got talents pretty much everywhere, and I don't know. This is them advancing to NLDS.
Popped up. Will Sosa get there? Yes, he will. And the Phillies hold on. They win 2-0. And they will meet the Atlanta Braves in the National League Division Series. How about the Phillies?
How about the Phillies? Let's talk about their roster. And let's really break down some of their roster. Because that was the last game in the playoffs. And I don't know, the Phillies to me are a really dangerous team. They just shut out one of the best offensive teams in baseball, maybe probably the top three or four, at least in the playoffs. And their starting pitching is solid. Kyle Gibson has been decent. And then you got, of course, Aaron Nola and Noah Syndergaard and also Zach Wheeler. So overall, a lot of strikeout pitches. A lot of those guys throw fast, dangerous hitters. Kyle Schwarber is a power hitter. I believe he had 40-something odd home runs. Bryce Harper, Rhys Hoskins has been really good. Nick Castellanos not having the year he wanted, but still, I mean, a solid player. I believe he had three hits and a nice snag in the outfield just the game before. And also, Alec Bohm, he may be young, and he may be, he just kind of came out of nowhere, but he's been really well defensive-wise and on the play. He's been dangerous there too. So they're playing the Braves. We're going to talk about this again probably tomorrow. I'm trying to do a podcast most days, but I'm going to recap all those games. The Guardians won in 15 innings, 1-0. The Mariners had a crazy comeback, 10-9. The Mets beat the Padres 7-3. The Phillies beat the Cardinals 2-0. The teams that are eliminated were the Rays, the Blue Jays, and the Cardinals. And at this point, the Mets are still in it. And the Padres are still in it. So we'll talk about this hopefully again tomorrow. And these playoffs have been pretty crazy. I'm shocked on pretty much every single score in every game. Like, there's no way it's actually going to happen. It happened. The history has been made multiple times so far in the playoffs. I'm going to recap this. Hopefully I'll do a podcast every day and I'll recap those games and those series of that day. So please share this podcast. Thank you for listening to MLB from CDA Baseball. I am your host, and hopefully see you next time.